This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with another episode of PT Talker. We are live from the private practice section in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm joined here today with Paul Martin. He is the owner of Martin Healthcare Advisors, and we're thrilled to have you with us today, Paul. I pulled you out of the exhibit hall, but thank you for taking a minute to talk to us at PT Talker.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All right. Now, you actually have been in the healthcare advising business. You're a consultant in the industry helping rehab operations grow their business. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Yeah, I'm actually a physical therapist by background, and I owned a physical therapy business from 1989 to 1996, which we subsequently sold to NovaCare. And in 1999, I left NovaCare on great terms and started the current consulting business, Martin Healthcare Advisors.
Now, that's got to be a difference for you. You're obviously not treating patients anymore. How has it been to be on the other side of the coin, for example?
Yeah, even in my business, physical therapy and sports services, I was enamored by the whole business side of physical therapy. And so for many years in my own business, I had pulled out of patient care and was managing and running the business versus treating patients on a day-to-day basis.
All right, so very good. So let's get into the meat of our topic today. You have some interesting ideas and probably advice that you give to some of your clients about how they can increase referrals. Physical therapists are always trying to struggle with how they get more referrals. Certainly the changes in the laws and how those referrals come to us. What can you share with our listeners today?
Yeah, we believe that the program that we've developed is foolproof and works literally almost 100% of the time. It's called a physician liaison program. What is unique about it is that we don't call these individuals marketing reps. Physicians and other referral sources are tired of reps coming in and out of their offices. So these are liaisons, which actually do meet one-on-one with folks in the office that can direct referrals, but it's more of a service versus a marketing effort. We're not there and we're not sending these liaisons into these offices asking them for more referrals. We're asking them how we can make the referral process simpler and easier for them and what service we can offer to them. So it's an added service versus a marketing effort.
And how's that being received? What are some of the key words that your liaisons are saying?
It's received very well. Some of the key words are, we want to look for opportunities for you to have the referral process made simpler and easier for you. We want to know what challenges you're experiencing in the current healthcare market. We want to understand how we can help and make a difference for you within your practice and how we on the other side possibly can generate referrals to you.
And so do you have some thoughts and some ideas on what some of the targets might be when your liaison goes in there that they would talk to the doctor about?
Yeah, we believe that, yes, it's very important as to what they talk to the doctor about. 7 times out of 10, they're not going to get to the doctor. So what's important is, again, for them to be offering that service, to be offering themselves as that glue between the referral process and that patient actually coming to their office, that if there's anything that happens within that referral process that trips that process up, that you have my cell phone, my pager, my email address, you contact me and we'll make sure that it works. So the discussion is important. I think what's even more important, though, is the fact that the liaisons need to make a certain number of good quality contacts per week. This is not an office job. This is a job that these individuals are out making a meaningful difference by making direct contacts to physicians and their staff.
So is this so your advice is that a clinic would have a liaison who would go out there? Is this a new hire? Is this an existing office person? Is this the PT? Who would be doing that?
It's a new hire, unless you have somebody internally who you feel has the right makeup for this position. This is someone who has to be a very good communicator, someone who has to be a very good listener, somebody who has to have some strength because they will get kicked out of many offices. But many times it can be a part-time person, somebody 15 to 20 hours per week, a former stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad who has been out in the workplace previously. They're not afraid to talk to physicians. They may go to dinner with physicians. They're comfortable with them, and they can go in and try to make this difference with that physician group in explaining to them how the service element that we're offering out of our practice is to come out and to talk to you about making this process easier for you, as well as introducing them to things that the practice does that's unique and different from other practices in the market.
Now, do you get involved in helping the liaison and the practice come up with those value-added services or the things that might make them unique? Because I'm assuming you get involved in all aspects of helping that practice be more successful.
We do. We install the measuring and monitoring tools for that individual. We install the incentive plan that we believe that liaison should be on. We install a physician tracking tool that tracks on a monthly basis how many referrals the physicians tracked as compared to the same month the previous year. And we believe this is what we would term as the outward face of referral generations. And there are definitely two faces of referral generations. My partner Dennis describes these as the two faces. And there's an outward face to your physicians. There's also an inward face to your patients and to your former patients. They are absolutely great direct contact referral sources that you need to hit on a routine basis. You need to have those systems set up within your office that you're regularly communicating to your patients and former patients, because they are also great sources for increased referrals.
Another trend that we've heard about on PT Talker, I've actually had some folks on here talking about, and I'm seeing it out in the community, is I guess trying to be less reliant on the physician referral, but trying to be more consumer-centric. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Jeff, that is a major, major topic out there. And I think that the misconception is that we don't need to go out and communicate on a routine basis to physicians. What we really need to do is to get out into our communities, to do a lot of, you know, general marketing to the public, radio ads, television, etc. And I think that what we find is that those types of marketing are extremely costly. And so, yes, you do need to take a certain portion of your overall marketing budget and allocate it to community events, community marketing. But that is a small percentage as compared to direct contact to your patients and former patients. They are in the community. They will talk about you in the community. You have to keep them aware of your progress and what's going on in your practice and ways in which they can help you to generate those new referrals. Keep them aware of what's happening. They like to hear that you've hired a new therapist. They like to be pulled to a video on a recent patient and their success. Get that to your former patients. They should be on that list.
All right. Now, we just have a little bit of time left. I wanted to get your thoughts. You're traveling the country, dealing with clinics all across the country, I'm assuming. What are your thoughts on the future of healthcare? I come to these shows every year, and sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, sometimes we're gloomy, sometimes we're happy. What does Paul Martin say about the future of physical therapy right now, private practice?
Yeah, Paul Martin has a very optimistic outlook. I've been coming to these shows since back in the mid-90s, and a lot of the pressures that we're feeling today are no different than what we felt back in 1997 with the Balanced Budget Act. It's reimbursement pressures. It's the pressures for the physicians to take therapy in-house. We always have the threat of Medicare and major changes to Medicare. So these are very common types of risks that we've had in this industry. Very recently, Goldman Sachs has made a large investment into the rehab space, along with many other private equity groups in the Chicago market and across the country. These are very smart people who make these investments. They've looked at many, many industries, and they're choosing rehab as a focused industry in the future. We have a baby boomer population that is growing rapidly into the Medicare ages, and I believe that we will always have the patient flow. It's a matter of getting our businesses, developing our systems to be able to efficiently see these patients, get the same type of outcomes, and we can continue to be successful in private practice.
All right, very good. It's I'm glad to hear that you're positive and optimistic. That's good for all of us and helps us you know keep growing. So you said some things about Medicare. I just real quickly before we end, have you heard any changes to the Medicare caps, or is there anything going on there that might be new, or is it just kind of the way it's been?
Well, as of October, there's the new $3,700 cap, and everybody should be getting on the internet and reading about how to prepare for, well, how to now currently be getting that documentation ready 10 days prior so that you send it out. Because remember, if Medicare does not respond within a 10-day period of time, that patient is automatically able to continue therapy. And so you may have some patients that are really in need of therapy going forward. It's your responsibility to get your documentation together and to get it to CMS.
Wow, that may have been the most important part of the whole interview right there, just that advice from Paul Martin. You've been listening to Paul Martin. He is the owner of Paul Martin Healthcare Advisors out of Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Thanks again for taking the time to talk to us today on PT Talker.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, previous episodes, as you know, are available on iTunes, but you can always sign up at no charge. It's free. We want to thank our sponsor, Advantage Medical. Just go to www.pttalker.com, and there you will find, just like Paul Martin, a new expert each and every week bringing expertise to the market, hopefully to help you help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.